This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzz TV Drag Race fans. We're so happy to be back here entertaining you all, and we thank you all for joining us. This is All Stars 5. It's All Stars 5. I thought I was wrong for a minute. I don't know where my brain went. But it's episodes 1 and 2. Because our programming was dark on AfterBuzz TV last week in honor of highlighting information for the Black Lives Matter movement. If you want more information on that, you should please check out either our AfterBuzz TV handles on Instagram or Twitter, or you should check out our sister network, Black Hollywood Live, and they have put out years and years of great content that you should really check out. But I do want to address something very serious before we move on. Too many times we have seen fans react hatefully to the Black queens on social media. And we are asking you as hosts of AfterBuzz TV to not do that, for one. Two, if you see something, make sure you stand up for that queen that you love. It's really disheartening because there are some really phenomenal queens out there, like Jasmine Masters, Nina Bonina Brown, who have been attacked on social media to the point where they're reticent to be on social media. So we want to see more content from them. And please, you know, follow those queens of color that you love. And I'm not encouraging you to get into fights on social media, but make sure you stand up for the queens that you believe in. And we're making a pledge to do that here as well. And as a reminder, Jayla is not, she's taking a sabbatical this season because she's starting her own network, Remedy TV. So if you have not checked that out, go and follow it on all the medias on Instagram. And so you can be ready to just see it when it premieres. We're so excited for that. You know, you can check out her makeup line, Bat Me Cosmetics. They're giving to a Black Trans, Black Lives Matter fund right now. So if you buy the makeup, proceeds from that go to that fund. And we should have Kenny stop in on some episodes. We're gonna be approaching past hosts that you guys know and love to join in on some of our episodes. So stay tuned for that. And that was all my news upkeep for today. I am your host, 123 Jackie B on all platforms. With me, Ollie Drennan.
Hi, guys. I love you. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride! Happy Pride!
I think this is our, yeah. Freeman.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hi! Happy Pride Month, everyone.
Thank you.
Ollie, you were going to say something.
Oh, no. I think I was just going to say, like, yeah, I think this is our first show in Pride Month, so.
Yes!
I'm happy
very
to see
exciting.
You.
Oh, yeah.
Happy to see you guys, and I miss Jayla so much, but I'm excited for Kenny and other hosts to join us this season.
Yes, and we're excited. I mean, Kenny originally left because he started producing his own content. So we're always excited for people to go and, you know, make their own content. It's incredible. We want to support our friends when they do their own stuff. So let's get into the first episode. But I want to just thank those who have joined us in the chat role, like The King, Devin is the One, Carol Ann, Chucky Chuck, Diva Views. Thank you guys so much for joining us live. We love that. I love that Ollie is drinking a mimosa.
Oh, I see Mark has some wine.
I just have boring tea. I'm boring.
Tea is never
boring. But you don't want,
I save it for when you guys are
here.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
it makes me more honest.
Oh, more on
be
I don't know what my excuse was all the times in the studio that I wasn't drinking, but
it makes you more shadier, and we that.
Yes. can you hear it? I have my headset on. I got to do it over here.
There.
I love
there
it.
You go. I see. I need to wear it as an earring, so you can.
Ooh.
Don't give me ideas. I'm getting ideas.
I'm going to encourage that. I would love you to shave button earrings.
Pink and black material. I'm on it.
You got to get a whole outfit. You got to get the whole outfit.
I'm on it, girl.
Yes. I'm loving this.
I may have to borrow Stella's pink hair.
Don't let Jan steal this idea from you, though.
Jan.
So the first thing I want to talk about is the new rules, which actually ended up in practice being way less confusing than I thought they were when I heard them written out, because I was like, who's voting a who with a whatsy? But it turned out that, like, watching it, I was like, oh, this is just like the lip sync assassin is with the people's vote. And then the queen who wins the episode gets her vote. I don't know who was originally in charge of writing the rules before, but I was like, this looks very confusing right now. But what do you guys think of the new rules for the new All-Stars rules?
I think it was time for a little bit of a mix-up, a little spice, some kind of zest, because it was getting a little, I don't know, past All-Star seasons have gotten a little stale as they've kind of come to an end. So I love it. I love the fact that we're going to see lip sync assassins. Like, already we're going to talk about, like, Alyssa and Evie, which is just, whoo, such great performances already. So I'm excited. I'm all here for it. And it just makes the game a little bit more interesting this season. So I'm here for it, personally.
Mark, did you think of the rules?
I remember when we were explaining it on the after show, we were just like, what does this mean? But it makes sense. It makes total sense now.
It makes sense in practice. Mark, what did you think of the new rules?
I like it. I think it's, it obviously, you know, it's so funny. And I don't know if it's because of AfterBuzz that I've become a producer in my head. So as soon as I saw it, like how it unfolds, I was like, well, this makes much more sense. They have way more control of who goes home and who doesn't.
Yep.
So yes, but I don't dislike it. It'll be interesting to see what their definition of an assassin is.
I thought of you when Alyssa came out because I was like, I gotta think Alyssa as an assassin.
Episode two, we'll get to that.
I do. You know what I do enjoy is I always enjoy, because All-Stars seasons are, the cast is always so small. Because, you know, they want to have an All-Stars every other week now. So you have to keep the cast small so you can keep, like, doing it every year, I guess. So I really enjoy seeing those queens that, like, the guessing game of who's going to be the lip sync assassin, and then having a queen come on that you weren't expecting to see. And also having a queen like Evie come on who, you know, is likely not going to be on All-Stars because she already won so recently. Right. So that was fun to see, like, oh, here's a queen I, like, really, really love. And here she is on All-Stars as a surprise. So
yeah,
I think that's, for me, really exciting. I already have like a list of queens I hope they get. but I hope they also, like, I know, Drag Race tends to be like, they tend to reuse the same certain queens. Like, we've seen Alyssa on the Drag Race makeover thing, but it's like, I'd like to see some queens too that maybe we haven't heard from in a while, you know, who I think, like Nina Bonina Brown, I think is a lip sync assassin. So there's a reason why she was getting in the bottom and she was never going home.
If we don't have Dita Ritz on this damn season,
right?
Like, that'll be the biggest slap in the face ever. I'm just saying, you just made me think of, like, oh my gosh, like, Dita was on the show and, like, she wants to be on All-Stars, but, like, yeah, it's kind of like, and then you'll see, maybe we'll see queens that haven't been on All-Stars yet as lip sync assassin. You're like, man, now I want to see her on All-Stars. So
right,
it really
right.
is, it's going to be interesting to see how it unfolds this season.
So, okay. So first, you guys, there are some questions in the chat room. We are recapping episodes 1 and 2. So we're starting with episode 1 right now, but don't worry. Episode 2 will be right after that. And you don't have to switch your video. Just keep watching. So what were your, I want to get your highlights for episode one. My highlights were, one, Ricky Martin. I have had a crush on him for forever, and he looks the exact same. And so Ricky Martin is beautiful and ageless, and I was just so excited to see him. And I was excited that, like, they brought him in for the reading challenge. I was excited that there was a traditional reading challenge. So that was my highlight for the episode. Mark, what was yours?
I'm glad that they started with the reading challenge. That way everybody who's there, who is supposed to be an all-star, has an opportunity to do the reading challenge. I almost think that Snatch Game should be the first, one season. Just, you know, all these people are like, oh, I would have done this. I would have slayed. Oh, I would have done this. I would have slayed. I'm like, okay, then let's have y'all do it. I always thought too would be, I don't know, I'm kind of getting off track here. Sorry. I always thought it'd be kind of cool too, is to have them all come back, do it, and if you win it, if you're somebody who's eliminated and you win it, you can come back. But you have to win it to come back. Like, you can participate in it, but if you win it, you can come back into the competition.
Interesting.
But overall, I thought it was a good episode. I love the reading challenge. Were we going to talk about the challenge too?
Yeah, I was just trying to get some what were your highlights?
A lot of people I saw on Twitter saying this, and I agreed, is I liked it more than I thought I was going to.
You liked it because Derek went home first.
Well, that too. We'll get into that.
My highlight is just the cast in general. I think it's a great cast. We have queens from like different seasons. I know season 10 has three queens, but you're getting those older queens, not older queens, that's not shade, but like queens from older seasons, such as India, Alexis is coming back, Jujubee. So it's cool to see them interact. Like, I'm sure they're friends outside the show, but interact and how they're going to like go on in this season. Cause I have no clue what's about to go down on this season. So I love the uncertainty that just these two episodes have brought. So I just love the cast. It's a great cast. And I'm rooting for, it's such a special cast because I don't want any of them to go home. You know, even Derek. Derek brought some great drama with India. I was like, ooh. But I know Lorraine, Mark, you're so happy. But I just really love this cast this season.
I do think it's a very strong cast. So the main challenge was the Work the World Extravaganza variety show. Which is another, like, Rue promoting one of her tours, which you can't hate on it, but at the same time, like, we still don't have touring, big shows approved. So it's a kind of a weird time where it's like, this is what happened at the end of last season when they were promoting the Vegas show. It's like, things are closed. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to really get to see that tour that they're promoting.
Right.
Right. So that's a little bit of a bummer for, you know, us and them, I'm sure. Did you have any favorites from the variety show? I'm going to just start with some favorites that I have. I liked Alexis Mateos. I did think she was in the top. So it was like weird to me to not see her be in the top because I thought it was really, really like fun and entertaining.
Alexis was in the top.
She was? I thought she
was. First episode, she was in the top. Okay. The second episode, she wasn't.
I got the mishmash together then.
Yeah.
I thought I liked Mariah's because I'm a theater kid, so I like really like beautiful conceptual stuff. And I thought that was like a really like well thought out conceptual piece. And it was different and unique. And I appreciated that. And then I liked Crackers just because I thought it was funny and fun. So what were your highlights of the variety show?
Mark. Ollie. Oh, me? Okay. I love Mariah's. I completely agree. I think she should have been in the top, or at least one of them in the top. I loved Crackers as well, but I got to give it to Shay. Some people were saying like, oh, it was sloppy, but girl was pole dancing. Pole dancing is hard. Not that I would know. But like, and apparently she only had like 10 days of training, and I love the song. Like, Shay just came in with the pole, so I was definitely here for it. And I was very surprised because I didn't know Juju could sing. Like I was, she did better. Like I just didn't know. Like she
could part sing. Of my confusion though is that I could not tell who's singing live and who's just lip syncing to their track.
I think they were all lip syncing to tracks.
Except for Mayhem.
And Blair. Blair wasn't lip syncing, I don't think, right?
I don't know. I think they all were.
But those are my tops for sure. Mark.
I completely disagree with Ali on Shay. I thought she should have been in the bottom. It's just one of those moments where I think if it was anybody else who had done it, they would have been in the bottom. I didn't understand it. I didn't know why she was doing it. Why are you taking a pole dancing lesson 10 days before you have to be on All Stars to do a number that's supposed to represent who you are? Do something that's you like. I would have loved
that's you. Do something that's you.
Just come out and do Shay. Do what Shay does on stage at Mickey's. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I want to see. I don't want you trying to out your new thing that you've been working on. Like, that's not what that was about. I completely 100,000% disagree with Ali on that. That shocked me when you said that.
I thought it was so hot.
I didn't like her outfit. But the thing is, if you know pole dancing, which, so I have, my sister happens to be a competitive pole dancer. So if you know pole dancing, it's very obvious that her number, she did all of the stuff that is very like beginner. So I agree with Mark where it's like, you literally just said, I just learned this like 10 days ago.
Jackie, doing all the moves God.
That are like classic beginner moves. And you're right. It's supposed to be a highlight of like your special talent. And we know that Shay is like phenomenal. Why wouldn't you pick something more Shay?
And it makes sense that Derek would go home on a challenge on talent.
Press the button. I just think like, I guess I'm also thinking of like their branding, you know, like I could see this in the Vegas show, you know, like Derek's looked like, I know we're skipping ahead, but Derek's looked like it was like a, like she was open or like, it looked like a, what is it called? Like an intermission or something. So like you really had to solidify some kind of performance that is going to like not only stand out, but also can be like associated with this. Which was the challenge, you know, in Vegas, the RuPaul's live.
I like, honestly, and this is taking a lot. I just want you all to know, it's the wine talking. If I could have just sat with Derek and just said, let me fine tune this, it had a potential of being a really good number. First of all, I don't understand how in her head she thinks she doesn't look like Britney when she's dressed like Britney every time she comes out on stage. So that just is mind blowing to me. So had she come out in, I don't know, dark hair and a plain black dress, something neutral, something where she doesn't look like any of the characters. She's just got to be, because she's got to play all these different parts. So you want to be neutral. So come out all black, looking just elegant. I didn't like that she was saying, like Madonna wouldn't say, introduce Madonna. Like she needed to have a moment where she goes, oh, and here's what Madonna had to say. So she's talking as Derek, then she goes into what Madonna has to say. Oh, and then I called Cher. Boom, you know what I mean? Like she just was jumping from person to person. There was no fine tuning to it. It was just very, very sloppy, very thrown together. I think it really did have a potential to be really good. And again, that's a lot coming from me. I will take another sip because clearly I need another.
I don't see Lorraine and Derek ever working together.
Never!
But you have a great point.
I'm setting off my barking alert. I just want you to know my barking alert is going off for my dogs every time I yell, just so you know.
That's, you know, Mark, you gave the comment that Ricky Martin gave. He said this would have been better if you really spaced it out and differentiated them. And I think there's a real truth to that, because it was very confusing and it is hard to like, she literally comes out in Britney as dressed as Britney every time. And then is, you know, and I can't remember if it was Untucked or within the episode that she was saying, why does everybody see me as Britney? And I don't want them to see me as Britney. It's like,
because well, you're painting, looking like Britney.
You're painting your face like Britney and then wearing outfits that Britney wore. So I mean, it's like, I don't get it.
Sorry, I couldn't find my notes.
But let's talk about, let's like really quickly talk about Derek versus India. So okay. There was some, I was like shocked that I'm like, okay, All Stars like is bringing it heavy with the like the cat fights. And this one felt real because there are sometimes Alyssa and Coco where I feel like this isn't a real fight and you just set this up for I can't tell what reason. But this one felt like it was like, actually they had animosity towards each other. And it sounds like India like left this show in Vegas and then Nebraska, who's Derek's, one of Derek's husbands partners. Or boyfriends, partners, took over the show. And then India was shady to him. And then like Derek got mad about it. So I mean, I don't, it sounded like that was what the deal was. I don't actually know what the full story was, but I'm actually glad that one of them left early because it drives me crazy to have a whole episode with them, like with people fighting. So
because
I don't like that. Yeah.
You mean you didn't like Alyssa versus Coco in season 5? That was amazingly good TV.
It was like the most pen fight I have ever seen.
But it was so, so bad it was good. I don't know. Derek was just so shady. And like, I'm not even a huge Derek fan, but she brought the good television. But I digress. She's gone. I don't know if we'll ever know like the real story. I'm hearing like constantly different things, you know, India being shady to other queens other than Derek. And then Derek just saying this and that, you know, Nebraska, yada, yada, yada. So I don't know. It just sounds like old beef that should be squashed between the two personally. Because it just seems so, it seems very, very, very petty.
Well, I thought it was interesting. I didn't really notice it until I was rewatching today. That when Derek's message, because remember Juju voted for
Mayhem.
And on Derek's message on the mirror, she only says goodbye to Jujubee. So I'm guessing something that wasn't on camera is a bond between Derek and Jujubee. There's obviously something there because Juju did not vote for Derek. She voted for Mayhem. She says it's because she enjoyed Derek's better. But when I saw that message from Derek saying, you know, good luck to Jujubee or I'll miss you, Jujubee, that's when I went, oh, there's obviously something else going on there that wasn't really discussed. And that was the friendship between Jujubee and Derek. So, I mean, what is a fourple? Maybe there's a fourple going on.
Fruple? I don't know.
Prediction.
Predictions! Jujubee moves in.
And then the end of the episode, we had Evie come in and lip sync against Derek. No, not Derek. Why am I saying that?
India.
Against India. And I did like India's performance in this episode too, because it was like a callback to her season and kind of a redemption thing. But when I saw that it was Evie, I was like, it's Evie. It's going to be really freaking hard to beat. Because
she's a hard one
Evie,
to beat.
Yeah.
And,
that was my only comment.
No, I was going to just say, and I tweeted about it too, you know, India, it's just so funny how I think if you really look back onto when you started seeing drag, I think that really has an effect on what you appreciate on Drag Race. And India Farah is the kind of drag that she's from Ohio, she's from Dayton, so she's very, very much the drag that I was around when I started doing drag. And it was just so nice to see her shine and get a moment to just be herself and do what she does. I hosted their season 3 reunion at DragCon, and she was there, and we talked for a long time. And she's so wonderful. She's so nice. And, you know, I get that, you know, there's drama between everybody, and that has nothing to do with me. But it's just, I just was so happy to see somebody who does the drag that I love win. Like, that just meant the world. It truly meant the world to me. And I really think, too, that these girls who, like, I'm not saying you're not good if you just start doing drag, and you're not good if you've only been doing drag for 5 years. That's not what I'm saying. It's just a different drag world now. And the things that affect me aren't the things that maybe affect the people like Avali's generation. They, you know, weren't seeing the drag that I was seeing, you know? So they're the things that excite them are different. But I was just so proud of her, Ohio girl. And I thought it was so well-deserved. I thought hands down, she was the winner, as much as I loved Alexis's as well. I just think just storyline wise, she deserved it.
I love that. Well, now episode, thank you. No, I think, I mean, there's truth to that. Like I grew up doing theater. So the first times that I saw drag were in plays or in performances or something right. of that nature. So I tend to really love the theater queens.
Let me ask you guys, when did you start going to drag? Ali, what was like, when did you start going and seeing drag shows? What year was it? I want to say, ask you how old you were. What year was it? And then like, who were the queens that you were seeing?
Honestly, I think Raven might have been one of the first queens, because 340 Nightclub was like one of my first clubs I've ever been to, and Raven was always the host there, so she was one of the first ones. And like, I didn't grow up I don't want to spend too much long on this, but I grew up watching Drag Race, but I also grew up in these clubs watching local queens perform. So like, these local queens are what kind of got me into Drag Race. I'm like, I want more of this when I'm not at home, right. or when I am at home, like when I'm not at the clubs, you know, because I don't go out all the time. So
yeah,
Raven was kind of like the first one to really like get me interested as an audience member of drag.
Yeah.
I just realized that. I'm like, wow, Raven's like one of the first drag queens I've seen. Maybe she is the first drag queen I've seen.
Well, then it was probably her and Morgan and Mayhem, because they were all kind of started around the same time. And
Mark's
myself,
gonna hate
although,
this, but
although I didn't go to 340.
Mark, outside of my college, my college had like a local drag competition with the students. So like, that's like the first time I saw drag, but none of y'all would know those people because they were students. But the first time I saw like professional drag, it was Chad Michaels. Oh, and I love Chad Michaels.
No, she's great. But I'm just saying, I just think that that's why you like that Thea. And you're also a theater person. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like it really does affect who you interest you. Anyway, okay, we got to move on. Sorry. Yes. I'm going on. I'm sorry.
So the girl group challenge episode 2. I thought this, like, we all love the girl group challenge. So this is another one of those like picking the favorite performance challenges for All Stars. I liked that they did the rehearsals. You know, you guys, y'all know me. I love seeing how people go through the rehearsals. And Mariah talking about Angina's voice, it was just like, it was making me laugh so hard. But did y'all have any favorites in the rehearsals or in the girl group challenge themselves?
I'm trying to think.
I mean, I'll start. I thought like, I actually liked the queens who picked someone kind of
funny,
unusual. You know, I'm a Mayhem stan, so I'm gonna like be prone to like things Mayhem like. But I like that she picked Mr. Rogers, and I actually thought that she had a lot of funny lines because of that.
It's just gonna give you more to work with. It's
right,
just, it's,
exactly.
It be common
exactly.
Sense.
There was like jokes about the sweater and puppets and stuff like that. So I thought that was clever. The same thing with Blair picking Hannibal Lecter. It's like you're able to play with it more. You know,
No one did bad. Like, no one was absolutely terrible. But I do agree. Like, you kind of want to pick someone that at least you could kind of like have some kind of like jokes to go along with it. Like like Jason Momoa or Henry Cavill, who were like superhero stars. There wasn't really anything funny to like, nothing that is like versatile with to write your lyrics on, which I think Mariah did. And then, but Yeah, I kind of would have picked someone funny, like, for your celebrity crush to stand out a little bit more. But right. I love that Shay, she picked a superhero, Chadwick Boseman, who does Black Panther, T'Challa, and she used Wakanda, like, what kind of life, like, that was, like, genius. So I that really stood out to me, but... Overall, I really also just like the song. Like, it's such a catchy song. I'm like, this sounds amazing. Yeah. I hate it when they do a song and I'm like, oh, I didn't really like that song. But this song, I'm like, I want to listen to it. Like, I would listen to this. I would listen to this on Spotify. But it was a good, and everyone looked great too. So I really enjoyed the performance.
Yeah, I liked it. I'm not going to dwell. But I thought it was really good. I didn't think there was anybody that was horrible. I think, I said it was like Top Chef. It's like you had 3 grains of extra salt.
Yeah.
You're going home.
So
one should feel upset. No one should feel upset. Yeah.
Well, so this episode, they brought the drama as well with having Derek tell Angina that she wished she could have written her name in, which was.
Derek.
Ah. Oh, I'm not Derek. Cracker. Cracker. They look kind of similar. Sorry.
Are you sure that's just tea in your cup, girl?
That's a Long Island tea.
Right? Yeah, it's a Long Island iced tea. No, but with Miss Cracker saying that she thought that Angina should have gone home and she wanted to write her name. And I was like, why would you say that? Like, it sounds like you're just trying to stir a fight. So then we had this whole like trajectory with like Cracker being like, I have no friends. And everybody was like, you can be really difficult to work with sometimes. And in the end, she apologizes to Angina. And I really like Angina. So that whole thing was kind of like hard for me because I was like, I don't know how much of her wanting to go home was like her reacting to feeling upset that like Cracker said that earlier, you know,
right?
Because she got really defeated at the end of the episode, and when you're a fan of someone, it's really hard to see them do that because you're like, I want you to win. Why don't you want you to win? You know,
yeah, right,
yeah.
So that was really hard. I thought.
I think Ms. Cracker is walking a very fine line right now, and I think she may have done herself a disservice doing All Stars. I think she had a wonderful, wonderful reputation after her season. I think a lot of people really like her. And I think she is kind of showing it a little darker side that may bite her in the butt later. Just pointing out that All Stars is not always the best move for people if they've got a good reputation after their season.
A lot of times, you know, with the way that the eliminations are done, even this time with the new rules, it's like you're pitting people against each other purposely. And I see why like people like Adore got upset and just wanted to leave. And like Bethany Cram wanted to leave, you know, I definitely see that.
It's unpredictable. Like even like Naomi, when she sent home Manila, like Naomi got so much crap for it's a freaking reality TV show. She got those death threats and it's just so like, calm down. Like, and she wasn't even like a villain edit, but they just went on her so bad because she was playing the game and eliminated Manila. Like, even though I was a Manila fan, like I wanted her to stay, but like, it's so dumb. And so it's really interesting. Like, is Cracker actually like this? Or is this just her trying to produce herself a storyline or whatnot? Like Chucky Chuck in the chat. Hey Boo, you brought that up in the chat. And so, and Cracker was even kind of like criticized on her season for being, for producing herself. So it is kind of questionable. And you know, I love Cracker, and for her to go after Angina, that made me give her the side eye a little bit because I love Angina, and it made me feel really bad because Angina's an all-star. Let's put it right there first and foremost.
Yeah,
OG season one. I love Angina. I'll never forget seeing her, you interviewing her, Mark, at the AJ and the Queen on the carpet. Yeah. She was so hilarious. That was my favorite interview that night. She was so freaking funny. And so for her to come in already like not doing well in the reading challenge, and then her second guessing herself, it broke my heart. And like, I actually thought her in the last episode, she actually did decent. Like, I don't think she was the worst.
I don't think she was either.
She was dancing, you know, she wasn't doing the lyric, but she did those reveal looks. It was cute. And so it broke my heart to see her like eliminated this week.
I know. I just hope, you know, it's like every time you see one of the queens that you like go home, you just hope they bring them back in some other show in some other capacity, you know, or give them a sideshow, you know, like with
and you know
something else with World of Wonder.
Yeah, and she's been trying to get them on All-Stars for like years.
You know? Yeah. So. She really has.
So runway. Did you love the skin you're in was the theme of the runway. Did you guys have any tops and bottoms from this runway?
Yes.
Yes, Mark. We know you did. No, 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 yes, no.
Yeah. I thought just runway. I know Mariah. I drink with Mariah. That might have been the most beautiful I've ever seen Mariah look. Although I was so annoyed that she didn't tuck the corset straps inside the corset. But other than that, I'm going to let that go and just say that. And Shay, jaw-dropping, hands down, got the chat. I love when somebody gets the chat. Like, I love when somebody comes around the corner and I'm like, yes, you got the challenge. Yes, yes, yes. And that being said, Miss Cracker should be lucky that she was safe. Because I don't know. That might have been, honest to God, one of the worst looks I've ever seen on RuPaul's Drag Race ever. That was, her makeup was horrible. The wig was horrible. I don't know what the face shield was. I'm setting off my barking alert.
She was social distancing.
This was even before social, it was done. Sorry, I'm not going to keep ranting. And Blair, no, Blair should not have been in the top. Nope.
No.
Oh my God.
That was Blair's. Okay, I'm a stickler for understanding the challenge. So Shay was my top one because I was like, new delusion. Love the skin. Like, I was like, this is freaking perfect. And then Blair was the bottom one because I was like, you are not a pink person. I don't understand.
I think she was trying to think outside the box.
Yeah.
But it was like, no, girl, you just wanted to wear that pink outfit with the yellow wig. And you're like, I'm going to make this work and be like, I'm pink on the inside. No, it's, girl, that's dumb. Yeah.
It's so sad because it would have been one of my tops, but the fact that it wasn't part of the challenge, because it's a sickening look. You see her at Mickey's in that? You
absolutely.
See her drag con?
Yeah. Yes. But I'd give her Ollie's drink.
No. But like Shay killed it. It was such an homage to
Shay. Yeah.
To also season six when they had seven was when they did like the nude for the first challenge, the nude illusion. I loved it, and she just it was stoned. She did a photo shoot with her drag family. To if you guys saw that on social media, it looked gorgeous. But who else did I like? I also really just like, I'm bummed because Angina obviously is eliminated.
Yeah, I thought her outfit like, was good too.
Seeing her outfit, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, what else would she have brought this season?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even just when she walked in.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, she was like, shit, I'm here, you know?
Yeah.
It was fun. I do like that they did that montage talking about the last episode a little bit, but you know, you see them, their trajectory from like when they first entered Drag Race to now. And just like the amazing amount of like costumes and whatnot that they're able to pull together. So Shay won this and then lip synced against Alyssa, Mark's favorite lip sync assassin. And Shay won. And when Alyssa came out, I was like, I think Shay's gonna win this.
I think that's what Shay thought. I think that thing went up and Shay went, I got this, bitch. I mean, her fan broke. Did we not see that? She didn't even throw her jacket right. It slipped. Like, I was like, what is going on? This is like the misfits of lip sync assassins. Like, Coco Montrese was at home going, what is going on? I sent that bitch home. I sent her packing. That should have been Coco Montrese. That should have been Coco Montrese.
I wonder, I just want real quick thought. I wonder if some of these queens are told maybe not to go as hard to kind of.
Could be. That very well could be. Touché.
Not to like discredit Touché. Shay, because Shay killed that. And if Alyssa, going hard.
Yeah, she's a dancer. Like, she didn't dance. Remember, she's a dancer and she didn't dance. That was weird.
Alyssa and Tatiana, like, I'll never forget that one. Like, Alyssa versus Coco. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm wondering if there is some manipulation with bringing him, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Food for thought. But Shay killed it. killed it.
Anyway, you guys, last thoughts on the episode before we move on to fan of the week, quote of the week.
Let me see if there's anything else. Oh, I don't even understand what Rue was wearing. What was that?
I don't remember it, so it must have been not that great.
I just like, did she wrap curtains around her? Like, I need to talk to Ray, my girl Ray. I'm like, girl, you gotta tell me what was in her head when she picked that dress off the rack. Because I know there are other options. Okay, that's the only other thing that I think I had written down.
I don't even remember the outfit.
So, I don't either. Yeah,
it was just like wrapped around. It was, look at it. You'll understand my hatred. Other than that, I think that's it. That's all I had. Mm-hmm. I love, and I love that, like I always say, I love when you can tell when somebody's there to win. And I'm getting that from Juju. Juju's the only, she like every time she's talking about winning. I'm winning, I'm winning, I'm winning. India too. She even made a comment about Angina, her comment. She's like, I would never say that. Like, I would never ever say that if I was here. So I'm always going to root for those people that are there to play the game. That's it. That's all I have.
Other than quotes. So fans of the week, Mick Awesome Guy, and then A. Jackson and Mike Perez, who both loved seeing Lorraine Love in our finale episode.
I would have done the premiere of this if we would have done it on time, but this was too last minute. I was like, So maybe for the finale of All Stars, she'll pop back in. It's so much easier doing this from home. Can we always do this from home? This makes my life so much easier.
It is easier because traffic in LA is bad.
And I gotta drive over the hill. Anyway.
We thank you guys for
you want my quotes?
Commenting. Yeah, I'm going to get really quick. But just if you could comment on iTunes or YouTube, you could get fan of the week. So just a reminder. So quote of the week.
Also, if you comment on Ollie's OnlyFans account, you'll get fan of the week too.
Hey, I haven't even started it yet. Cut me some slack. Sheesh.
Operative word, yet. That's my baby girl. all right, which one first? Episode one first. And this is so funny. I love that I'm setting off my barking alerts. I don't even know who said it because the camera wasn't on them. It was a voice from the distance. I think it was Mariah when Jujubee entered the room and she said, come on, Grandma Barbie.
She's got great. I was like, she's so freaking
shady. I do season 20. I'm screwed. I'm just going to say that now. Because I would be great Grandma Barbie then. And then for episode two, I really wanted, I'm going to say this. I really want to give, I always pick a funny line. And I think the funny line I was going to give was Mariah saying, when they're talking about, in response to Angina saying that the judges didn't see how Blair's outfit fit the challenge. And Mariah goes, yeah, I see that. I literally like laughed out loud. That was going to be my quote of the week, but I'm going to give it to Angina because I loved her walking out of the workroom and saying, what was it now? Oh, now I'm going to, because I didn't write it down because I thought I was going to remember it. Life is, be grateful for life because life is great. What was it?
I don't remember.
Oh my God. It was like, oh my God. I was like, I'm totally going to remember that. I don't need to write it down. What is it? It was something about be grateful for life because life is, could be good for life or life is great. Anyway, I thought I'm overpriced and I totally have now messed this completely up because I didn't write it down because I was like, I mean, I completely remember it. But I just thought for Pride Month, I just thought it was a really nice going away. Go back and watch it. That's my quote of the week because I just thought it was a wonderful message yet again, Angina tugging at the heartstrings and being amazing who she is. I love Angina. I love you. I will miss you on the season. as opposed to the other person who's the
I love you. We love you, Angina.
Really quickly before we wrap, I just want everyone to give their predictions for who they think will be the top three. This isn't necessarily who your favorite queen is, because I like so many queens this season. I don't want to pick a top three, but this is my prediction. And it's interesting because Ahmed in the chat room had the same one. I think it's going to be Juju, Shay, and Alexis. I think that's who it's going to be.
I like that. I think mine would be one different. Juju, Shay, and Cracker.
Mark, who do you think?
I'm gonna go with Miss Jackie Borowski, Pineda, and say I think I just love. I keep forgetting how much I love Alexis Mateo.
She's so funny.
She's so funny, girl. When she did her opening number and said. It's like sickening. No, I almost peed myself. I hung out with her at Mickey's one night when she was in town, and literally just as hysterical in person, in the flesh. I absolutely adore her, and I hope she makes it the final three.
I think Alexis is hilarious. She's so funny. But anyway, okay. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Next week we will have a special guest host, so stay tuned for who that is. I am your host. You can find me at 123 Jackie B on all platforms. Ollie, where can the people find you?
Hey guys, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ollie Dreamer.
And you can follow me on the Instagram and Twitter at the Mark J Freeman.
Thank you guys. See you next week. Mwah.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of...